Blog Talk Radio.
Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in. Grudge Inc. Grudgebook. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs, being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon.
June 29th at the Memphis International Raceway, Grudge Inc. will invade the 901. Yeah, the Bad Boys headquarters. Get ready for grudge racing all day long. Grudge racers from Georgia, Mississippi, Illinois, Michigan, Indiana, Louisiana, and more will invade the 901 Saturday, June 29th at the Memphis International Raceway. Shout out to commanding officers. One time for General Mississippi Nightmare, one time for Major Fade to Black, and one time for Major Leon. Meltdown rules. 29 5x10 5 tires or smaller. No W's. Any style rear suspension. Stock style front suspension. No willy bars. Heads up Pro T. 1/8 mile. Clocks off. One time for Lucas Country Boy. Alexander's Blown 85. Boost 12. Boosted Misfits. Petty. One Bad SVO. Turbo GT. Lil Run. Set on Kill. Three Lug. Dwayne Waldrop. The Crusher. Gino. X275. King Kevin. Plumber Kevin. The Ugly Hooker. Biz. And Donye. And it's all going down Saturday, June 29th, 2013, at the Memphis International Raceway, as Grudge Inc. invades the 901. Plus, there will be a $3,000 stock suspension shootout, 29s or 28s, any suspension, as the Grudge Inc. 901 invasion begins. Saturday, June 29th, 2013, at the Memphis International Raceway. Gates open at 10 a.m. For more info, log on to grudgeinc.us. Or call Terry at 219-614-4018 or Big Clock at 601-951-0467. Saturday, June 29th at the Memphis International Raceway, Grudge Inc. will invade the 901. Yeah, the Bad Boys headquarters. Get ready for grudge racing all day long. Grudge racers from Georgia, Mississippi, Illinois, Michigan, Indiana, Louisiana, and more will invade the 901 Saturday, June 29th at the Memphis International Raceway. Shout out to commanding officers. One time for General Mississippi Nightmare, one time for Major Fade to Black, and one time for Major Leon. Meltdown rules. 29 5x10 5 tires or smaller. No W's. Any style rear suspension. Stock style front suspension, no willy bars. Heads up Pro T, 1/8 mile, clocks off. One time for Lucas Country Boy. Alexander's Blown 85. Boost 12. Boosted Misfits. Petty. One Bad SVO. Turbo GT. Lil Run. Set on Kill. Three Lug. Dwayne Waldrop. The Crusher. Gino. 275. King Kevin. Plumber Kevin. The Ugly Hooker. Biz. And Donye. And it's all going down Saturday, June.
Grudge Inc. is taking over social networking. To get live, in-depth coverage on current races, follow us on Twitter at Grudge Inc. To view the most up-to-date and exclusive footage, subscribe to our YouTube page at youtube.com/grudgingtv. To get an overview of it all, friend us on Facebook at facebook.com/Grudge Inc. And last but not least, we have a weekly newsletter that we will send directly to your email every Monday. Sign up for this newsletter at www.grudgeinc.us. Once again, watch videos at youtube.com/Grudge Inc. TV. Follow us on Twitter at Grudge Inc. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/Grudge Inc. Grudge Inc. wants to be your number one stop for all grudge racing news and entertainment.
Saturday, June 29th at the Memphis International Raceway, Grudge Inc. will invade the 901. Yeah, the bad boys' headquarters. Get ready for grudge racing all day long. Grudge racers from Georgia, Mississippi, Illinois, Michigan, Indiana, Louisiana, and more will invade the 901 Saturday, June 29th at the Memphis International Raceway. Shout out to commanding officers. One time for General Mississippi Nightmare, one time for Major Fade to Black, and one time for Major Leon. Meltdown rules. 29 5x10 5 tires or smaller. No W's. Any style rear suspension, stock style front suspension, no willy bars. Heads up Pro T, 1/8 mile, clocks off. One time for Lucas Country Boy, Alexander's Blown 85. Boost 12, Boosted Misfits, Petty, One Bad SVO, Turbo GT, Lil Run, Set on Kill, Three Lug, Dwayne Wall Drop, The Crusher, Gino, X275, King Kevin, Plumber Kevin, The Ugly Hooker, Biz, and Donye. And it's all going down Saturday, June 29th, 2013, at the Memphis International Raceway, as Grudge Inc. invades the 901. Plus, there will be a $3,000 stock suspension shootout, 29s or 28s, any suspension, as the Grudge Inc. 901 invasion begins. Saturday, June 29th, 2013, at the Memphis International Raceway. Gates open at 10 a.m. For more info, log on to grudgeinc.us or call Terry at 219-614-4018 or Big Clock at 601-951-0467. Saturday, June 29th at the Memphis International Raceway, Grudge Inc. will invade the 901. Yeah, the bad boys' headquarters. Get ready for grudge racing all day long. Grudge racers from Georgia, Mississippi, Illinois, Michigan, Indiana, Louisiana, and more will invade the 901 Saturday, June 29th at the Memphis International Raceway. Shout out to commanding officers. One time for General Mississippi Nightmare, one time for Major Fade to Black, and one time for Major Leon. Meltdown rules. 29 5x10 5 tires or smaller. No W's. Any style rear suspension, stock style front suspension, no willy bars. Heads up Pro T, 1/8 mile, clocks off. One time for Lucas Country Boy, Alexander's Blown 85. Boost 12, Boosted Misfits, Petty, One Bad SVO, Turbo GT, Lil Run, Set on Kill, Three Lug, Dwayne Wall Drop, The Crusher, Gino, 275, King Kevin, Plumber Kevin, The Ugly Hooker, Biz, and Donye. And it's all going down Saturday, June 29th, 2013, at the Memphis International Raceway, as Grudge Inc. invades the 901. Plus, there will be a $3,000 stock suspension shootout, 29s or 28s, any suspension, as the Grudge Inc. 901 invasion begins. Saturday, June 29th, 2013, at the Memphis International Raceway. Gates open at 10 a.m. For more info, log on to grudgeinc.us or call Terry at 219-614-4018 or Big Clock at 601-951-0467.
Mississippi Joe. How are you?
Oh, I'm Nikki Lady. Thankful. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you for asking.
Good. You have to forgive me for all the hills that I asked you to climb. Thank you for your patience.
No problem.
Okay. Well, we're going to be short. Bread Man's not going to be on the show tonight. So we're going to get the show on the road. Did you get that special guest like I asked you to?
I'm working on it right now. Give me about 2 minutes.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, would you all join me in a prayer, please? I'd like for you to bow your heads and be with me in honoring the big man that sits high and looks low. So join me for prayer at this time, please. Our Father, we come once again to tell you thank you. And we thank you for all that you have done and all that you're going to do. We ask that you continue to keep storing your blessings upon us and to rock us in your arms with your grace. And hug us with your mercy. Father, you are so amazing. We know all things are possible with you. Father, we ask that you bless everyone the weekend that's traveling up and down the highways and byways. And we ask that you see that they make it to their destination to and from. And Father, your name we pray. Amen. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another episode of Grudge Inc. Talk with your host, Mississippi Joe. And my co-host, Bread Man, is going to be absent tonight. He had an engagement that he had to be at, and it's understandable. Things like that come up. So you just got MJ tonight, the whole country boy. First off, I would like to say that before I go any further, I would like to say that God is so amazing, and he is the reason that we're here and still here. All right, moving right along, I'm going to go into upcoming events. We have, leaders. Tony Bynes, Boss Bynes, is having a race tomorrow in South Carolina, Jackson Dragway, House of Hook. If you're not doing anything, go by and check him out. Also, that's about the only thing that I know going on tomorrow. So, upcoming events, we got Memphis Motorsports Park. Grudge Inc. will be invading Memphis. So, that's about it. Other than that, and we got July 5th and 6th, we got Rockingham, Illinois, the World Grudge Nationals. We got supposed to be one of the best shows around. If anybody have anything that they would like to say or speak about, make sure you hit the one button and come on. I'm sorry about the inconvenience for the show tonight. I'm very sorry.
I got all messed up. I forgot I lost my train of thought. I don't know what I was saying. I forgot, y'all. I guess I'm getting old. Well, first of all, I'd like to say I had some things planned, but I can't get my special guest on because if we would have started the show on time at 6 o'clock, I could have got him on, but we had some technical difficulties. So I'm going to do it another way now. But first off, I'm gonna say this, and it goes like this. You know, no matter how hard you try, you can't please everybody. And then again, no matter how hard you do try, you can give it your all, you still can't please everybody. A lot of people out there just have that Mick Jagger syndrome. They can't get no satisfaction. Well, I seen Willie Dawg put some on the board, and he was just throwing an idea out there. And I seen how everybody responded. I heard the negative, I heard the positive, I heard et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And what I do want to say, all that is fine and dandy. Everybody is entitled to their opinion. But to those that I do not know, and some I might know and don't know who you are, because you're using an alias name on the board. But I look at how you all get on there and say what you all think about the racing team that we had. Excuse me, I'm not beating a dead horse. I'm just bringing this up because it's on the board and it's been talked about, so I feel like I can address it. What we had was what we had, and it's over, and it's gone. And that's including the car. But I do want to say this. A good friend of mine taught me a while back that if you got an edge on somebody, if you know somebody going to be waiting on you outside of your house or your apartment or whatever at 10 o'clock, and they don't think that you know, don't ever give up your edge. So all I'm going to say to all you haters, because that's what you are, if you don't think that we're going to be able to be better than where we left off, let your pockets reflect that. And I'm not saying that I got no money or have no money, but I'm telling you this, use your strategy to get some money and bet against us. Don't tell us how we're weak and how we're going to be weak. Use that against us. That's your strategy. That's your edge. If you don't think we can get another racing crew, another tuner, or driver to be as successful as we were, then when you see us come out, whenever may be, bet against us. And make your pocket a little heavier than what it was. And you know, I have to say this, and I'm going to leave this alone, and I'm going to go to the phone line because I've been neglecting the callers for a long time. 331 Coop came on there and said, you know, it wasn't nothing that the Bull was doing so spectacular. It wasn't doing anything no better than any other cars. Tony and Cold Killer is doing the same thing the rest of the cars. I'm going to say this, I'm going to leave it alone. I don't know how fast none of those cars are. I don't know how fast they will be as life goes on, as they keep tuning and dialing them in. But you got to be on motherfucking crack if you think Cold Killer or Tony and one of them ran the kind of times that that boo had ran before it was destroyed and put to rest. 331. I'm going to tell you that right now. So, if you believe that, then that's fine. But I have to tell you that. The rest of the stuff I'm not going to even answer to. But, you know, we all have our own opinion. There's nothing wrong with your opinion. But I'm gonna just tell you this. If you think in one of those passes that those two cars made in Detroit, in Martin, Michigan, was fast as the bull was, then you got to be on crystal meth. Now, I don't know how fast they will be in the future or how fast they're going to get them in the future. But those passes wasn't going to cut it. And I'm going to just say it like that. I'm not going to keep beating the dead horse. I'm just bringing it up because I'm reading all this hoopla on the internet. And I'm glad that everybody has their opinion. I just hope and pray that I'll be able to tell y'all how wrong y'all were if the good Lord keep blessing me and if the creek don't rise and I see the day. I want to see all the Kool-Aid faces. And with that being said, I'm going to go to the phone lines. Lady, do we have any callers?
We do. I'll start with Larry. Your mic is open.
Larry.
Let me see.
Hello, Lady A. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
All righty. How's the family, Lady A?
Wonderful. Thank you for asking. How about yours?
Everybody's wonderful. Tell the boss man I said hello. He may not understand right now, but he will later on as time go along.
I will.
All right. Thank you. What's going on, Bo?
Hey, Bo, what's going on? I can't do the duckies, but they still love me. What's going on, Bo? I just thought I'd try to liven it up a little bit, lad. What's on your mind, man?
Oh, man, nothing, man. Just trying to climb back up that corporate hill again, man. You know, but kind of sit back, listen to the shows. Ain't too much you really can say, because, you know, if you ain't ready to engage, ain't no sense in even trying to beat a dead horse. You know, so.
Well, yeah, that's true. I was just bringing up the issue that I read on the internet, and I just wanted to address it. And then, Larry, I want to ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Since you're in the racing game, you've been in the racing game a long time, I'm going to ask you this question. If I'm the owner of a car, and you my tuner, you only can shine. The only way you can shine is that I buy and do everything that you ask me to do. If I have a budget of where I'm capable of buying everything that you ask me to buy, then it makes, not only do it makes the tuner look good, it makes the owner look good. Everybody look good. But if you my tuner and you ask me to get certain things and I cannot afford it and I cannot buy it, then what do you think is going to happen?
Yeah, there ain't going to be no shining, Joe. Neither one
That's
of y'all
right.
can shine because y'all a unit. You know, and
with
it takes him to make you go and it takes you to make him go. You know, so
that's right.
It's a unit, man. You know, and that's what we be talking about, that togetherness and so far and so on. It takes that to work, you know, but there's so many of us that's working against one another, Joe. I tell all I do is just say what I got to say. And once I say what I got to say, Joe, I'll be through with it. You know why? Because experience didn't taught me. So I'm only just trying to share that with people. You know, those who want to accept it is fine, and those who don't want to. But we make each other shine, Joe, you know.
That's the way it works, Larry. I mean, mm-hmm. I get so tired of hearing people talking about such tuning this. Yeah, they good, but think about that owner. If he don't buy and do what that tuner asks him to do, then nobody shines.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's just like I was saying. It was just like I was telling you before, Joe, and you know I don't bite my tongue. Before, you was shining all the time, but you was being covered up. You know, now, the time come for you to shine, let your light shine, man.
Right. And it's like I said, those who think that we can't get the job done and we can't come back and start where we left off at and even be better, like I said, just use that for your edge. When you see us out there and we're racing, just bet against us. That's all you got to do.
That's all.
But, Larry, I can assure you, the driver that we get, all he got to do is cut a decent light and know how to hold that car down that track. I ain't talking about no 007s, no 420s, no 430s, just cut a decent light, a 440, and push that car down that track, and I guarantee you, we going to have a winning record. You hear me?
Well, Joe, I'm going to say this here. You did it once. I don't see why you can't do it again. Mine's supposed to get greater as I go along, Joe. He ain't supposed to degress. He's supposed to progress.
Well, you know, you have a lot of people out there that think that, you know, since you don't have your same team, it can't be duplicated. You know, but one thing about when you know that you have people good, and I agree with what they said, that the guys that were on the team were good. Yeah, they was good. No ifs, ands, and buts about that. But when you have all kind of egos clashing together, it can cause major problems.
Yes, it can.
Okay, and you know, it's dead and gone, but you know, when you get to where you gotta pay a tuner in any situation and then kiss his ass too, pay him your money, whatever he charged, and then kiss his ass too to work on your car. When he's not giving you no fucking break, he ain't giving you no kind of discounts, nothing, and you gotta pay him and kiss his ass too, it's time to leave that motherfucker alone, Bo. I don't care who he is, where he from. Now, if he giving you a discount and deducting some charges from the price, then I can understand you kissing his ass. But if he's not giving you no discounts or nothing like that, then you don't need to kiss his ass. Would you agree to that, Larry?
Yes, sir. But I'll say it this way, Joe.
Yeah.
If your automobile is speaking for itself, then it's speaking for him, too. So,
right.
Like we said, one hand washed the other, Joe, because we all one unit. You know, so
right.
If they decide that they want to go in another direction, then you know what direction you got to go in.
Right. I'm just saying, you know, things change, people change all the time. So everybody, I've always said this, everybody got to do what's best for them.
That's right.
Sometimes you make wrong moves, but you... At the same time, you be thinking that you're doing the best thing for Larry, and I be thinking I'm doing the best thing for Joe. Would you agree to that, Larry?
Yeah.
So, whatever the case may be, sometimes you just got to keep reaching until you find what you're looking for. Would you agree to that, Larry?
Yes, I would. You remember me and your old saying, Joe? If you don't make mistakes in life, then you can't learn nothing.
You can't learn nothing.
You got to make a mistake.
You can't learn nothing. And I don't want to keep talking about that. I just wanted to address that a little bit.
Okay.
Because it was on the board. Dog was trying to just ask the fans what would they want to see, this and that. And, you know, you get a grudge where you try to bring them plenty of action. But I've learned, man, no matter what you do and how you can race every day, every night. We as people still going to have some bad things and some negative things to say. So I love the fans, but fans don't build these motherfucking cars, and they don't have faith. You understand what I'm saying? And I'm just keeping it 100, Larry. I'm not sugarcoating it. I'm not talking bad about nobody. It's just straight down the middle. You damn if you do, damn if you don't. That's the way it goes. Now, would you agree to that, Larry?
Yes. Yeah. I also agree to that.
So that's why I say you do the best thing for you, you know. As long as you're doing what they want you to do, you're fine. But as soon as you do one thing they don't want you to do, you're the lowest scum on earth. So that's why you got to do what's best for you. And, you know, I'm just putting it out there. I can't help whoever don't like it. That's fine. It won't be the first time you hear me say something that you don't like. And I'm pretty sure it won't be the last time I hear you say something that you don't like. For those of you that I don't like, for those of you who may not like what I'm saying. And that's the way they go, Larry, you know. It's damn if you do and damn if you don't, you know. So, I mean, that's just the way it is, man, you know. All I can say is life, last, and death fast. It's going to be a new chapter around here. And don't let this old country boy be able to get on this show and say, I told you so. That's all I'm going to tell you. And what you got to say about that, Larry?
Coming to our theater real soon.
Ain't no doubt, Bo. Ain't no doubt. Anything else you'd like to say, Larry?
And no, I'm going on mute. Let you get to the next person and try to sit back and enjoy the show.
Okay, Larry. Glad to have you, Bo.
All right, Bo.
All right. Moving right along, lady.
Seek Drag, your mic is open.
Big fella.
I'll leave him on and I'll go to DJ Green. Your mic is open.
Okay. How you doing, Bo?
What's happening? What's happening? What's happening?
Oh, man, a lot of things happening, man. I was looking at that threat that the Godfather put up, and he was just simply asking a question, and they turned it into a damn five-page or four-page saga. I done read all that bullshit. And I just say, now, Godfather was simply asking a question. Really what he was asking was for the people to vote. And they had to bring up the life story of the gangster boo. And all kinds of shit, man. I said, when you look at these simple minds.
I hadn't read it, but so basically it's a thread that's asking I seen what it said, but basically just trying to ask a general question then turn into something else.
Yeah.
Analyzing.
You know, and that's fine, Stunner, because everybody has their opinion, but that's not what the Godfather was asking. He was just asking for a vote. Regardless what your opinion was, he was asking for a vote.
Well, I mean, bottom line is, man, it's easy to say something when a car ain't around. You know, so see if the same people going to be saying the same thing when the call come out.
Hey, there you go. That's what I said. You know, you don't know Keynes. You think you might have an idea who Keynes is, but you don't know him. So what they say, you can't really tell them, you know, hey, man, if that's what you think, then that's fine. You know, It's almost as if you know, it's ghosts on there. making statements.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
It's like this. I mean, you know, everybody got their own. Everybody got an opinion. Everybody can say or think whatever they want to think. That ain't no problem. But you know, the problem is when you. You know, the problem sometimes, I guess, when you got, you know, personally, when you got people that got race cars that's saying stuff that actually can be some competition towards you, you know, maybe what they may say may hold a little more merit, or you would think would hold a little, you know, have a little more credibility. But, you know, if you're trying to get down with the car, get down with it. I mean, I don't even know what it says. I'm kind of speaking in the blind a little bit, but I'm just kind of, you know, trying to read between the lines of what's probably been said. But, you know, everybody knows. I mean, I've said, I mean, the Gangsta Boo was a bad bitch. And, I mean, I think if it was out right now and nothing had been done to it, it still probably wouldn't be a car out there. A car that could be. Now, don't get me wrong. It'll be, you know, it's probably two or three cars that would probably give the Gangsta Boo. It'll be a decent race, but I still don't think it's one out there right now that's faster. Well, has been fast. That's my opinion. You know, unless somebody knows something I don't know, but as far as from what I've seen, I don't think so.
Right.
But I tell you this now, it's a couple they get a, you know, just like I gotta say this, Killer look good, and you know, Killer them just really, they ain't really even threw no power to that car, so you know, if anybody think that's all Killer got, they, well, I don't, you know, maybe I shouldn't talk like that, but that's a bad bitch Killer got, and I mean Realtree. They say he's got 29s on. I mean, if he get a, well, again, he already kind of got a handle on his car with the 28s. He get, you know, he got them 29s on now. He can put the power down. I mean, that ought to be interesting in the, you know, the white boy. They putting 29s on theirs, I think, this weekend. So, you know, these 29 tire actions start to look, starting to get a little more inviting than the same. Go ahead.
I have to agree. Everything that you just said, I agree 100% with you. Everything. They are the elite that's out there now. They are bad machines, and I have to agree. I mean, there's no ifs, ands, buts about it. You know?
I'm gonna say one other thing that some people might get, but the Gangsta Boo was doing this type of stuff 3 years ago. So you mean to tell me from 3 years ago it's taking these cars, well, not saying it's taking people that long, but it's taking this much time for people to get close to what the old Gangsta Boo used to do? That's something to think about, too.
Son, would you say that again? Would you say that again?
No, I said... Y'all in the Gangsta Boo, I said, I would imagine it's been probably about 3 years, at least 2.5 years, I know, that the Gangsta Boo been doing what it's doing. And as of today, it's probably still cars that probably ain't been as fast as that car been 3 years ago, 2.5 years ago. I mean... But not to say, ain't a couple of them capable of doing it. It probably will, but that's just meeting or trying to beat what the old Gangsta used to do. Now, you know, I hear this new and improved Boo's supposed to be the truth, but at the same time, y'all got a lot of eyes on y'all, so y'all still got to make it do what it do now, which I know.
Ain't no doubt,
yeah.
Sir.
I know y'all going to be on your game, but y'all going to have to be on your A-plus game because all eyes are going to be on y'all trying to see what y'all going to do when y'all come out with it.
And Stella, that's why I see it. You know, there's no need to be coming to no track testing and this and that. When
y'all
got to
be ready.
Y'all cannot
come out of them bushes, half-cocked, not one. gonna be 2 minute eyes on y'all, when y'all ain't got y'all shit together.
That's why you noticed, Donna, when somebody asked me when the car gonna be ready. Now I just said soon, because I don't even want to let nobody know when we do have oil pressure. You understand what I'm saying? And I got my reasons. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying?
What you're saying. Yeah, you're being real smart, and you're being patient and doing what you got to do. Because anybody that's really riding and doing what they're supposed to do, they take their time and they come out whenever the fuck they get ready. They don't let nobody get them off the game plan.
No, you never let nobody get you off your
game. I fall victim to that time and time again because I just like to go. But no more.
Well, you know, one thing about us, you know, a couple of races that got some freebies. What I mean that by one, by stupidness or stupidity, and that's something that you try to eliminate. You don't try to make that an ongoing thing. Would you agree, Stunner?
Oh, yeah. 100%.
So, you know, that's all we try to do. There's nothing wrong with anybody trying to do better and be better. There's nothing wrong with no race cap to try to perfect whatever it is that they're doing. Even though they may not, let me make this clear, even though they may not, but there's nothing wrong with trying and giving it a hell of a try. There's nothing wrong with trying to perfect it. Would you agree to that, Stump?
I agree, bro.
And that's all, you know. And, you know, like an old friend of mine, partner of mine told me, he said, in order for you to be good at anything that you're doing, you first got to believe in yourself and believe that you can do it. Now, some people call it arrogant. Some people call it confidence. But I just call it belief. You understand what I'm saying, Stunner?
I understand you, brother.
Yeah, and that's all it is. You know, I'm not going to give away my edge out to the whole world by telling them how we going to do this and how we going to move, because I'm going to tell you this, and I may not have knew this years ago, but as you get older, you grow. As time changes, you grow. It's like that old street saying, you know, real gangsters move in silence. And I'm going to leave that with you. Huh?
I hear you, brother.
I'm going to leave that with you. And that's that. You know?
That's it.
Mississippi Joe, number one star. What's happening?
Clark, what's going on, man? You're the only man that I know can get on these shows when they get read, don't need no introduction. Just buzz on there like you just.
I got the key to success, Joe. What's happening, brother?
Ain't no doubt. You got it. Hey. No introduction. You ever know how big Clark can just do that on any show? Man, you come in when you get ready. I said, damn, dog said you got the peel to hear the ear, ain't you?
What's going on, fella?
What's going on? I just want to ask you a question. Did you read that threat?
I read that. You know,
but did you see how dog was just simply asking for a vote, and you see how it turned to a four-page saga?
Hey Joe, I'm gonna tell you something, man. If I can, let me just ask. I'm gonna make this point, man. I think you're missing it, Joe. I really think you're missing it. Listen, man, the gangster was such a badass cop, man, to the point where. If you start any little sentence, you can't end that, man. People got so much to say about it. But now, listen, I want to point this out. When that car was out, how many people called you out, Joe?
Nobody below.
Okay. So now with that being said, man, that lets you know right there. People know when the car down, they gonna always call you out, man. You know, they don't really wanna see that car. You know. A lot of them is talking and beating their chest because of the fact they know the car is down right now. So naturally, they gonna try to make themselves look big off of a big name, right or wrong?
Yeah, you're just right as you can be.
Now that's the way I see it. That's the way I feel about it. You know, it's my opinion, and that's just what it is. You know, I heard Top Flight come on earlier, and he told you some real stuff, you know? Man, the thing about it, people gonna always speak on something that's good. You gonna never hear him speak on nothing that don't mean shit. You gonna never hear him say nothing about that. Simply because of the fact it ain't nothing to talk about. But y'all had something to talk about, Joe. Man, take your time and do what you got to do. When the car come back, you know you'll be in the top. If y'all came back and picked up where you left off, who the fuck can beat you still?
Let me tell you this. And if you listen real closely, the main ones that's gonna be the main ones trying to rush you to get on out there.
Hey, man. I heard Dawg said, and I just copied that off what Dawg said. Dawg said, man, listen, if that motherfucking gangster come back running the same, identical the same as it was when it left here, who's still going to call you out? Who can beat you, Joe? No motherfucking body. So if y'all coming out harder and stronger than you left off, man, goddamn, it's over with. It's over with.
I'm going to ask you a question, Claude. And I know you're going to give me your honest opinion whether the people think you wrong or right, or even whether I think you wrong, you still going to give me your honest opinion. Now, you've been knowing me and my brother for a long time. You've seen the gangster from when it was crawling and from when now it's walking. Now, how you think it's going to come back out if you just had to say if somebody asked you?
Well, I'm going to be honest. I ain't never seen a motherfucker crawling.
Well, you know what I mean.
I ain't never seen it crawling, because, I mean, you know, y'all took my money down in Hattiesburg when I bet it with them. So, I mean, the motherfucker was flying then. And I hear people say, you know, that Tony Bynum them made the car and they did this and that. Man, which those are the people that didn't know. They don't know. They only speaking what their heart wants to say. They're not speaking from knowledge. You know, the car been flying, man. The car been flying way before you came to the East Coast. You know what I'm saying? You got to get credit with credit to do. You know, me and you had a problem with one another, and I still had to give you your credit. The car been flying. You know?
Yeah,
so,
sure did,
you know,
Claude.
And with that being said, do you think we're going to
come back slower or faster, Claude? I mean, just with you knowing us. What do you think? Ain't no doubt about it.
It's gonna come back stronger. Ain't no doubt about it. But I'm gonna tell you, the people know that joke. That's something right there. You don't have to waste your time talking about it no more, because they know it. They know it. They know when people go down, they don't come down to go slower. You know, they already know that. They ain't coming down to go slower. Shit, man. You know, as everybody speeds up, why can't you? Huh?
I mean, that's what I just told.
I think some might think you can't go no fast.
Well, you know, those are the damn idiots. Those are the idiots that ain't got good goddamn sense.
I'm gonna say this, though.
Some people may pray and wish you don't. Those are the haters. I'm going to give a prime example. It's like myself. Man, I was hoping and praying like a summit that the Heat lost last night. And it ain't that the Heat is my team or the Spurs is my team. I'm a Laker fan. Man, I was hoping that they lose because the goddamn LeBron James is just that goddamn good. You know what I'm saying? Everybody can't be with him. And that's the same way it is with y'all, Joe. Y'all was out here, y'all was prime and top of your game. So motherfuckers got to hate it, man. They got to hate it.
Couldn't have never been well spoken. Couldn't have never been no better spoken.
Top Flight.
What's going on, Big Clock? Hey, Big Clock, we have to call it the way we see it, Big Clock. Hey, Big Clock, I saw the gangster boot the first time I ever stuck my head up in Hattiesburg. And it was a little Mexican guy.
How many years ago was that?
Ooh, Joe, that's been a while now. It's been a while. And it was a little Mexican driving in that car. I ain't never saw a car called. Ever since I noted it flew. You know, so, you know, you just have to get credit where credit is due. The man was a bad man, but I tell you this year, he gonna have to get a welfare card to get a race, because there's a whole lot of people ain't gonna want no public aid, brother.
Them jokers ain't coming. I can see them. I'm gonna give you another example. Have you heard, Joe, that the white boy done put 29s in a masterpiece up under the hood? Have you heard about that?
No, sir, I haven't. No, sir. Yes, I did. I'm lying.
Okay.
I'm lying. But it's breaking news on the MJ show. Tell us a little bit about it, B. Clark.
Well, I mean, you know, I've only heard rumors. I don't know nothing to be a fact. I want to get that clear and straight, but I've just heard that they got 20 lines on. They're going to be in that shootout over there tomorrow. But now let me ask you this. When that gauge was out, how many times did you ask the white boy to put on a set of 29s and ring your head up?
I begged him all the time.
Oh. Okay, that's a clear sign to let you know they didn't want none of that trouble. They did not want that trouble. So, I mean, the proof is in the pudding, man. It's in the pudding. You ain't got to, whenever somebody say something about your car, man, that's because of one thing. You know, good motherfucker wish they had one to run like it. You know, they wish they had one to run like it.
Well, you just get tired of hearing the same old thing, because Tony not going to be driving, because Lil Mo not going to be tuning, it won't run, this and that. Like I told him, I'm not giving up my edge, Big Clark. I'm not going to tell you what we got going on, but if you really feel like that, don't let everybody know. Just bet against us. And just
those
are
people,
am I right, Big Clark?
Those are people that just hoping and wishing for certain things, man. You know what I'm saying? But I can say this. You know, Tony is human. You know, ain't no more and no less. Tony is human. You know, and Tony don't make nothing because he's driving. I mean, Tony good at what he do. Let's not get that twisted. He good at what he do. But he don't make no motherfucking car. That car got to perform itself. Tony can't carry a damn car no faster than he can go. You understand? He can't make it go. If that's all the potential in that motor, that's fast as you're going to go. It ain't that nothing special that Tony doing. That's just what it is. You know, that's just what it is. Tony's just a guy that he loved to race. And, I mean, you done said it two or three times on your show. I done heard other people say it. Shit, if it come down to spending time with your wife, Tony said, goddamn, fuck a woman. He finna go drag race. So when a guy got a love for it like that, man, that's all you do is just let him do his thing. But, I mean, other people have other obligations. And that's what it is. That's what makes Tony different from the rest of the guys that drag race.
Some guy on that. I know one thing, Big Clark. I will say this here, Clark. All of us got a love for the game of racing. And it'll be a whole lot of times that you're going to turn around and you're going to hear people say this and say that and so far and so on. But ain't no other man down here greater than no other man. If one can do it, the next one can do it. We got different eras of life, man. We had Julius Erving. We had Michael Jordan. We had Will Chamberlain. You know, as time going on, things change. People get greater.
That's right.
You know, and we're in a different era, man. So they got to do nothing to make room for these young folks, man, because it's going to happen, man.
Ain't no doubt.
It's going to happen.
Hey, man, let me tell you when you get worried, Mr. Joe.
Go ahead.
Get worried when a motherfucker don't talk about you. As long as you're being talked about,
you're being
thought about, bro.
Oh, yeah, you know? And you know
that's
what, Clark?
How,
it's like I told dog. You're right. It's like I told the Godfather when he used to, every time he get mad, when he go on the internet, put a picture up, flying food, whatever he do. You know, I'm used to dog doing that, and he going to do it again because I'm pretty sure he's going to get mad at me again and go on the internet and write shit because I know me. And I know dog. But anyway, I told dog, I said, dog, every time you go on the internet and write and put something up there, maybe you give me free shine. Bling, bling. Ain't that right?
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah, yeah, it is, you know. And that's just speaking the truth. That ain't talking about nobody. That's just what has happened and occurred in the past. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And the truth is the truth. Like my grandmama used to say, the truth is the life. Huh?
There it is.
But you're right, Clark. But, you know, you just get tired of all these motherfucking, you know, they say they fans, man, but I just
Joe, man, you can't, don't worry about that extra stuff, man. It is what it is. That's what they, it's always, you let your haters be your motivators. I mean, that it ain't going to never stop. You're going to always, they always going to be there, period.
I've been watching them today. You talking about junior and senior.
Chocolate.
Little Big Drag. Yeah.
Yeah, he talking to somebody.
What up, y'all? I was talking to my girl. She watching
Big Fella, your mic open.
Oh, okay. I didn't know it was open, y'all. What's going on, fellas?
What up, Brett?
Hey, what up, Big Chris and Stunner and my partner Joe and Larry?
What's happening, Bo?
Oh, man, I can't call it, man. Just got back in the house picking up my girl from work. Ain't got nothing going on, man. Sold some parts and stuff the other day.
You ain't got nothing on your mind?
We having a
good conversation. Yeah.
Yeah, I heard it from the beginning, Joe. Y'all tried to get me on earlier. I didn't know that it was my phone that wasn't. I was talking, you guys wasn't hearing me, but it was my phone. It wasn't y'all.
Okay. So you heard what we've been discussing, huh?
Well, I have my thoughts about all that stuff that's going on, but Joe, I'm gonna say when you ain't got nothing good to say, the best thing is don't say nothing at all. So I'm not going to say nothing at all, bro.
Okay. You know, well, that's fine. I respect that.
About the remarks and the stuff that put on the internet, I ain't got nothing to say because, you know, this, it don't even give me anything to make me want to even respond to that mess, man.
Right. And what gets me is that the Godfather was just asking for a simple little vote, man. And they just blew, just carry on and on and on, man.
Once again, I don't have no comment.
Yeah. It's something, boy. They something. It's, it's like, damn
well,
if you do, damn if you don't.
Big Chris just nailed it, bro.
All I say, Joe, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, man. Just, all you can do is do you.
Yeah,
all anybody can do is worry about themselves, man, and take care of their own program. Don't worry about it because you're going to have the good and the bad. It's always going to be there, man. It's always going to be two sides to every situation, man.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Y'all, it's about to get. I got, who mic do I have open? I got Big Drag. I got Stunner. I got Mississippi Nightmare. Big Clark. I got Larry. Y'all, we finna get into a good topic because we got a lot of shit popping off in the Grudge Game for us racing to be these G-bodies. You got people going from 28s to 29. So I really think that it's about to get real good, and I would like to hear some of y'all input about just whatever you all would like to share with the Grudge World about these new and this changing and all this good racing that we are about to see. Well, I guess nobody has nothing to say, huh?
What you mean about the tire size, Joe?
Yeah. You know, like it was a 28, now you got Cole Killer done came out with his car on 29s. Now you got the white boys done put their 29s back on their car. Now you got Big Ball Factory going to 29s. Now you got Real Tree lead the weapon on 29s. And
I always thought width determined size. You know, when you got a 28, 29, 31, 33, that's height. That's height. So I can't understand why people consider it as a big tire. It's a taller tire. is not a bigger tie, because width is what determines size. That's what I always thought, man. Maybe I've been had it wrong all these years. You know, when they say you got a big tie on, but you still got a 10.5 tie on, to me it's all the same. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. A cop might have a 31 or 33 on, or 28 or 29 on, bro. But that's all in how you gear the car, accordingly. You know what I'm saying? You can down there, you can make a car with 28 do the same thing car with 31. You know, with the proper gearing. That's what the tires do, regulate the tire side, the height, or the, you know, the 20 from a 28 to a 33. That regulates the gearing.
You know what, big fella? I can't dispute you or whatever, because I'm not as wise as you and knowledgeable as you when it comes to drag racing, but I do know that you're right, because I got common sense and I know a little bit about these things, but I can't argue with you or dispute you.
I mean, think about it, Joe. If you take a tape measure off and you measure it, a 31, 28, I mean 31, 10, 5, W, it's going to measure what it measures, 11 inches or 11, 4 or something that they measure. And then if you take a 28 out, it's going to measure the same thing. So basically you got the same amount of tire width on the ground. You know, all that determines by the rim that you use, how much more meat you can put on the ground. But the height does nothing for width. You know, that changes the ratios.
Yeah.
Maybe I've been wrong about drag racing for 40 years. You know, but that's what I always know it to be. When a person says they got a 10.5 tire on, to me it's a little tire. Now when you look at a car like mine, it's got a 17-33 or something on. Now that's a big tire. You know, that's considered a big tire.
Well, I think that you're right, Stoner. What you got to say about that?
Well, I mean, the only thing I can say is based on, I mean, I'm looking at, speaking specifically on smaller tires, 28 versus and 29. You always see the 29 inch tire cars go faster than the 28 inch tire cars. Now, don't get me wrong. I mean, it's a lot of technology out there that you can, if you play with a 28 and get it all the way dialed in, I mean, you can probably go as fast as some 29 inch tire cars now. But you know, just like when you look at the 315 versus the 275, it's a world of difference in the times those cars run. You know, it's a whole different breed. You know, it's a lot of cars that have pretty much kind of the same.
75 is narrower than a 315, and I'm right.
You're absolutely right on that.
Hey,
but,
again, you're working on a bigger tire. You're not talking about the same thing. A 10.5W is a 10.5W.
Right.
It's a 33, 28, or 29, or 31. That's all the same width tire. You can't buy a 33,
but
that's 14 that is. A 28 won't measure 14, bro.
Let me say this, though. Most people, when they're talking about 29, they're talking about 29Ws, though. And I've always said I wouldn't care nothing about a 29, a true 29, because I run a true 28. That 29
is a tire, though. It's not a W. A W tire means that it's more width. That's what the W stands for, width. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people, these guys, these 15-year guys racing on these Mickey Thompson since they've been out with Ws, never knew about the W unless they old-school racers like us. Firestone made Ws back in the 70s, bro. And we would buy a 1400 or a 1400W, which the 1400W would be an inch and a half bigger than a 1400. That's where I know a W to come from back in the 1970s. Now, late 80s stuff, early 90s, Mickey Thompson started coming out with these tires, calling them W's. This was like a second version of a W. A true 28 is a true, not 28, a true 1000 is a 1000. It's not a 1000, 1050 W. I'm saying a W means wider, width.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I mean, you guys run a little tight, you know what I'm saying? I'm just not a dude that's really into the small tire stuff like that, you know. I like the big tire cars. I mean, I can't say they don't run fast on them. Now, I seen some guys run some numbers on them little tires, boy, I just shake my head.
Well,
Hey, but Brad, yeah. Hey, a 1000, I mean, you know, 1000 goes all the way up to a 33, you know, 33.105, right? So are you saying that 0.5 is just the extra width that comes with the tire? Is basically what you're saying.
A true 1000 is a 1000. Now, I don't know what it measures on the tape measure, but a 10.5 means 10.5. You know, and now all your 31s, 29s, 31s, and 33s, to my knowledge, are 10 and a half. And I do believe, if I'm not mistaken, that they are W's as well. You cannot buy a true 1000-33. I don't think you can buy that unless that's no special order tire. It's got to be a W.
Okay. All right.
Mm. Well, you teach
got a knowledge tip for tonight.
There you go, Big Clark. I mean, since you're on here now, and I was talking to Stunner earlier, and man, I just have to say this, and I may be wrong, but if I am, y'all just tell me and I move right along. Man, was CC on Crystal Meth last? Scooby on Crystal
Meth
last night on your show telling all that?
You know, Scooby kind of got crossed up a little bit, man. He didn't really understand the question that Whit was asking him. You know, but you know, he fucked up. I can say that he did fuck up.
I said, God, dog, what is this man on? He can't be in his right mind.
Yeah, he just got crossed up. He really didn't understand the question.
I didn't know, man. And I just had to ask. Fellas, I heard that the white boys got 29s on their car also, and I heard they flying. Now, if this is a lie, Whit said it on your show last night. Didn't Whit, tell me if I'm right or wrong now, Clark. Didn't Whit say the white boys called him and wanted to grudge him tomorrow? Over. It's on the show.
I didn't hear that, Joe. I may have been, you know, in the private room or something. I didn't hear that. I got a phone call today. Somebody told me about the white guy. White boy got 29 on the Super Freak now, and they done made some changes. So, you know, and they look good. Is what I was told, but
they ain't put more power down with the 29.
Well, if they can't, they believe it.
Well, let me tell you why I think that they done that. You notice Tony Bynes, everybody followed Tony Tran. I'm just going to tell the truth. Whether you believe it or not, we all, whatever we want to let him do, we all let him do it and follow along with him instead of being leaders. We in the grudge world, we're not used to being leaders. We're used to being followers. If he get a stock suspension car, we all go to stock suspension. If he get a back-ass car, goddammit, we let him bring the back-ass car in with the stock suspension. I mean, I'm just calling a spade. So, Tony led the white boys. I'm going to say this. Let me finish, please. Tony led everybody in the mixing the 28 and 29s. Why? Because Tony had 29s. He had the advantage. And again, I say, White Force, Big Low, Real Tree, and all of them fell for it. So now there's no such thing as the 28 G bodies and 29 G bodies. Now, if you notice, it's just G bodies. Now, who don't agree with me? Everybody speak their opinion. Do you agree with me, Clark and Stunner?
Yeah, I agree with you, man.
Yeah. Okay. Tony Bynes started that. We all are so used to being followers. And that's what Tony is doing. He's leading us.
Like you said, we let him. It ain't a bad thing, you know, Joe. You know, it ain't a bad thing. The man, you know, he keeping action going. You know, one thing I can say, you know, he's
setting a trend that's beneficial to him, and people are following that. He's keeping action for the great world. And, you know, I mean, he racing. So we're going to tip our head on him for that.
I'm going to say this, as far as the white boys going to 29, I think it's a good thing because they have dominated the 28-inch-tie G-body and almost the regular 28-inch-tie world all together. You know, I think they're doing a big thing of stepping on up and jumping in because a lot of cars, they just pretty much, the white boys have made a lot of people just give up on them 28s and the G-body.
Well, you got a lot more action out here now, Stanley. You know, especially in the G-body world. You got Cold Killer, like Joe said. You got Real Tree. You got the White Boys. You got Tony Burns.
The 29-inch tie thing is on fire. But, I mean,
right.
I wonder, are these guys just doing it just for this race, or are they planning on coming back to 28th, or is 29 for life now?
Do you want my opinion, or you going to get my opinion, because which one?
My opinion is, you know, whichever one they go the fastest on, that's a no-brainer.
Okay, well, now I'm going to give you my opinion. Them motherfuckers going to tune them goddamn 29 because they know they cannot fuck with killing Tony them like the way they would on them 28s. They own them 29s.
I believe that.
You can believe it, bro.
Yeah. They can't get there on them 28s.
It ain't gonna happen.
It only makes sense. So I guess now that the white boy done put 29s on, we need to get Big Low on and see what he waiting on.
It's coming. I talked to crew chief and them now. They putting theirs back on. It's coming.
Okay.
That's gonna make that class and that G body 29 and pretty much anything on 20 class a hell of a class. I mean, and it's crazy when I know I'm saying G body, but here y'all, the G body's goddamn, they're taking over.
Well, one thing about it, it don't look like it's going anywhere. Then I'm for those of you that don't know, Big Ball Factor has a G-body. You may think that we don't know or somebody else don't know, but we know he got a G-body, and from what I'm told, and Phil told me this, I'm going to let everybody know who I got it from, Phil. He's due out in a couple months, but we all know how that goes, so time will tell. So it's only going to get better and better, and who's to say who else is not building one? You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
Joe, you got a ton of hands up, man.
I do. Okay, thank you, Clark. Open them up, Clark, if you don't mind. Will you do that for me? Thank you, man.
Yeah, I can do that.
I text lady and asked her. I mean, I had. She didn't respond.
Yeah.
I guess she did.
708-6369. 708-6369.
What's happening, Joe? What's happening, fellas?
Cadillac,
what up with y'all, fellas, man? I'm just listening to the show, man, getting a little info, man. That's all. I enjoyed myself last weekend, man. Martin, Michigan, man. I enjoyed that. Looking forward to seeing you boys. Y'all come up to the No Limit, you know?
Ain't no doubt.
We coming, baby. We coming.
I want you to come.
The Grudge Inc. Killers will be in rare form. I predict the Grudge Inc. Killers will be in rare form.
Gonna be in rare form. That's what I'm talking about.
I predict that.
Hey, I'm gonna let you know the North gonna be in real form also.
I believe that also.
We're going to get something to eat, too, now.
I plan to be there early if anybody want to have a little foreplay.
Well, you know what? That sounds like a good fun thing to do. I'm going to be there early, too. So let's play. I'm running out the back door. You can get with the back door, let's
that
go.
That back door scared me.
Don't be scared of that back door, Joe. That door is the way to go.
I'm just going to be honest.
As long as the track is prepped through the quarter, I don't have a problem with the back door.
All right, well, ain't no problem. Just be betting good. I'm betting real good. That's all I'm saying to that. Take mine, I'm going to take yours.
That's it.
And we're going to get something to eat.
That's
all I want to do.
Ain't no love.
Okay.
Loss.
Okay, Cadillac Joe, man, we glad to have you, man. I got a lot of hands up. Big Clark done told me I want to try to get to all of them today. So,
all right,
I appreciate it. All right, buddy?
All right, my brother.
All right.
All right.
219-4018. What's going on, fellas? Just listening in.
Terry.
What's happening, Bo?
Try and get this stupid car together for next weekend.
Okay. Well, we wish you luck, man.
Yeah. Yep. Coming down to Memphis.
It's going down. Anything you want to say? Any shout-outs before we move on, Tim?
No, just listening in. You know, if you guys, we're having that $3,000 10-inch tire race. Next Saturday.
Okay, and where is this at, Terry?
Memphis, Grudging's going to be at Memphis Motorsports, right?
That's correct.
And what? Any style rear suspension, stock style front, no bars, heads up, pro treat.
Sound good.
There it is.
29.5, 10.5 or smaller, no W's.
Okay.
Hey, you guys are all talking about 29s. Everyone's going to 29s. Are you guys talking about like 29 W's or like a true 29?
29 W's, Chair.
Okay. Yes, we don't play with none of them W's up here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Really.
All right, Chair. Well, thank you, man. We're going to move right along, try to get these callers here before we get off, man. I missed 15 minutes, 20 hours, over 30 minutes of the show. I think the show going to close down at 9, Georgia time. So we want to try to get the callers. Big call, let's get these callers. Thank you, Tim.
All right.
Yep.
All right, bro. All right. You got 773-3490.
Hey, how's it going, Dan? How's it going? Actually, I was trying to get in before Big Drag got off one of my old-time brother there, just to reiterate on something he had said about those tires. Listen, the 10.5 tire is really just a new way of cheating. Firestone did that guys back in the 60s and before Goodyear and them came about. Firestone did that. That was another way of cheating, really, what it was a legal way of cheating, because Firestone would give you a 12.5 that measured 13.3 across the ground. Well, now you got this 10.5W. And like Drag was saying, that 0.5 is just a half a size bigger. Guys are stating that they're measuring tire size and height when it's really measured in width. It's not measured in height. Tire size changes a lot of things in drag racing. It changes your gear size for one. And if you're really sick and can afford it, it can make the transmission do different things also. But you're short of time, so I would have to get into that with you guys at a later date. But that just looks – I just want to add on something to what he was saying there.
Okay,
right.
Thank you. Who is this?
This is an old-time drag racer, man, and been racing for years on a drag. Drag and I like brothers. Some of the old guys from Chicago know, but this D. I don't run Chevrolets. I piss on Chevrolets. I like Buicks. I don't mess with that piece of junk you guys mess with.
Okay, man. Thank you, bro. What's up, man? Drag.
Yeah.
Did you say something to him?
No, I just tell my part of your buddy to watch his mouth.
All right, Ray.
All right, man. We glad to have you, man.
Hey, man, enjoy the show.
All right. Moving right along, Big Clark.
All right. 708-8152.
It's Don Yang. Don Yang. What's happening,
fellas? What's up, Mo?
Don Yang.
What's going on?
Man, be honest. Me, Drag, Big Clark, Stunner, we all just talking about how this 29 thing is really heating up, man. It's really heating up, bro.
Yeah, it's going to be off the chain. It's going to get real good right through the middle of the year.
Right. Because if you was listening, we was informed that the white boys got 29s on their car now. So, you know, it's going to be real good, man. So we were just really enjoying it and talking about it. Anything, what's on your mind, man?
Yeah, everybody putting 29s on, so this ain't no excuses for nobody now. Everybody should be trying to get out.
Ain't no doubt.
Yeah.
What's on your mind,
Danye? Ain't nothing on my mind, Joe. You know, I looked at that little trade yesterday, and I didn't even comment on it, Joe. You know why? It just ain't nothing to comment on, man. If you know where you at with it. And if they got you on their mind, you doing something right, man. They still worried.
Right.
They need to be worried. Why wouldn't they be worried? They better be worried. You know, like I know they better be worried. They'd be damn worried. Anybody, I'm just saying, man. This, but at the same time, I like what y'all are doing because it's creating more game and. Just like, you know, I like the white boys, they coming into the thing, everybody know how competitive they are. And then them coming on 29s is just going to create more action for y'all.
It really is, Danye. You got all of us on your list, Danye, so now you can put the white boys on there. Is that correct, Danye?
Yeah, they on there too.
They on 29 now, so you need to tell Joe B to see them, Danye.
Hey, I see. When I get to the World Grudge Nationals, I'm gonna have all the action I can stand, huh?
Yes, ain't no doubt about it. Especially if they coming.
Go
ahead, Sean.
That's not me. I don't know what that is.
Got the white boys over there. They gonna make a fast.
Oh, okay. Y'all, whoever it is, would y'all mention your phone? Y'all know I don't play that on the show now.
Hold on, Joe. This Biz, man. I'm at the track, and y'all talking about the white boys on 29s. They right here at Macon National Dragway, live and in color. You understand? You dig what I'm saying? That's how we say it from Chicago. You dig what I'm saying? They got a new hood with that little plastic thing covered over the carburetors, and they got them 29s on. So I just wanted to let you know.
Let me say this bit. A new hood means
National Dragway, the zoo. They made one pass. Go ahead, Joe.
No, you go ahead. I'm listening to you.
Okay, they are here. They are testing for the 16th thot shootout tomorrow in Jackson, South Carolina. And somebody had a little oil spilled out, so they cleaning it up. We'll be down here till 11 o'clock. And I'm sure they're going to make about two or three more hits.
Okay, have you seen them make a hit yet, bitch?
I did see it. They was like maybe the fourth car down the track, and they didn't blow the tires off, but you could tell that they were spinning. But they do, breaking news, they do have on 29s. They do have on 29s, and they got that, you know, that little plastic thing that's in over your carburetors. I didn't get up close to see what type of carburetors, if it was one, if it was two, or if it was four. I don't know, but I did see that on there. So that you did hear that here at Grudge Inc. The White Boys is here on 29.
Okay, bitch. Okay, that's good breaking news. Clark, do we have any more callers? I want to try to get on, though.
Yeah, we do,
Clark.
All right. Let's see. We got 773-7399.
What's up, fellas? I'm just listening, man. This is Jeff out of Chicago, Grinding Pound Racer, man. I'm actually on mute, just listening, trying to work on my son's truck here. So just enjoy the show.
Hey, Gangsta Junior, what's up, baby?
What's going on, man? Just Big Joe, what's happening?
Yeah. I can't wait to see that mean machine when I get up there in Illinois, folks.
Hey, well, you'll see it before then, because we sure coming down to Memphis.
Okay.
It is.
All right.
Yes, indeed. So, yeah, I'm just listening, right, man. I'm just enjoying the show. You guys have a blessed night, man. I'm going back on mute.
All right, man.
All right, bro.
All right.
All right. What
we got,
Big Clark? 773-5920.
God damn, you had to pull my damn number. What's going on, Clark? What's up,
Sweet Willis? That's Sweet Willis.
Oh, Leroy. God damn, I know I heard his voice.
Hey, man. Hey. I'm like that old lady. I'm falling and I can't get up, God damn it, but I'm trying. God damn, what's going on with everybody, man?
Man, what's going on, Leroy, all I got to say, Leroy, is I can't do the nugget, but they still love me. You hear me?
Man, I hear you, baby. I hear you. You can say that shit again. Hey, same shit over here, man. It's just a different toilet stool. Hey, man, it's good to hear from y'all, man. It's good to hear everybody on this phone and good to hear everybody doing good, goddamn. I got a motherfucking bicycle I'm racing right now, but besides that, I'm trying to get my mind right, goddamn. You know, like Elvis said, I'm all shook up, but goddamn, I'm trying to get it right. I'm just trying to suck it.
Hey, it's gonna be alright, man. You know one thing about world, this whole world sometimes is hard, but it's fair, you know.
You got that shit right. You can say that shit again, man. Hey, Joe, I got a question for you.
Go ahead.
Are you a philosopher?
No, I'm just old fucking country boy, man. That ain't never been too much out of Mississippi. That's about it.
It's all good.
You
What's
know, sometimes... Hey, man, sometimes... Leroy, sometimes in life, boy, you get them hard titties. They be hard to suck. Titties be tough,
right,
boy.
Right, you gotta just take your time with it, Joe. What you talking about, one of them big old black girls?
It don't matter. Some of them just be tough. Titties be tough, boy.
Hey, Joe, they got a white Monte Carlo out of here, down here in Macon. He is coming to Chicago. He is a street car. He does have a cage in it, but you can tell it's a street car. His group is called Cap 8, And he said he's coming to Chicago. Well, first of all, he's coming to Memphis. He said he's coming to Memphis to see what Memphis got to offer. Then on July 27th, he coming to Chicago. So y'all look out for Camp 8, straight out of
Grand Pound ain't gonna like that now, Fizz.
You know what? There you go. There you go. You know what?
He on the line. Listen.
You know what? That would be that G body against G body. Yeah.
Yeah. What's
going on, man?
It's
Leroy. What's up, Roy?
You got it, baby. Hey, tell them motherfuckers down there I got a basketball racer. Ask them what the fuck they want.
if they will go ahead, okay, I don't see the track down here no more. Hold on, let me see where the track at, because if y'all still stay on the line for the next 15 minutes, 20 minutes, I may be able to give y'all some breaking news on the white boys' pass, because they already loaded up on the, you know, with the little thing, whatchamadickum that they pull a car with. They just waiting for to fly back at the track. So if y'all stay on for another 20 minutes, I'll let y'all know how this car looks.
Okay.
All right.
Sound good to me. I can stay on at 8:30, y'all, but after 8:30, I'm going to have to shut it down.
Okay, they should. Hold on. They should have been made a pass by then. But like I say, you know, the car looking good. They got them 29s on there, and they got that carburetor cover. I don't know. I don't know if they had that thing on there before, because I really ain't paid the car no attention. But, you know, they got it on there now. They got a fiberglass cover. So, okay, so y'all hear that in the background, so I'm gonna mute my mic. As soon as the white boys come up, I'm going to jump back on, fellas.
All right, we're going to go to the next caller, Joe, if you want to.
Get on there, Mr. Clark.
All right. We got 270-2981.
What's up, fellas?
What's that?
What's happening?
It's G-Shot, Steady Bobbin Motorsports. I was lost, but now I'm found.
Talk to us, G.
I was once lost, but now I'm found.
G-Shot
and
bounce back.
What it do?
Hey, man, what's going on, G-Shot? You got this thing, Mo. Tell us about it.
Been preparing for war in the time of peace.
That's what I'm talking about, G-Shot. You know Big Drag on here, don't you, G-Shot?
I know Big Drag on here.
What
up, man?
I can't call it, bro. Just trying to keep my head up.
Yeah.
Well, G-Shot, what's the name of that Shawanda? You getting Shawanda prepared for war?
Shawanda is ready for war.
Okay, then.
I ain't on motor no more.
Uh-oh. Who you looking for? Is anybody in particular? Let the Rudd world know.
Do what?
Who are you looking for? Is there anybody in particular that you're looking for?
I ain't looking for nobody. I just looking for somebody that I can gamble with. That's it.
Well, where will Shawanda be next? What event? So the Grudge World know.
Probably going to be at Rockingham.
Okay. Not Memphis. What about Memphis on the 29th?
Maybe. We'll see what the money's like. I really just been saving my money, planning on going to Rockingham.
Okay, you know. Okay. All right, G-Shot. Well, G-Shot, we're going to move right along, and we glad to have you. Anything else that you want to say, though, before I move right along?
Nah, I'm good.
G-Shot, good to hear from you both.
Yeah.
All right. Keep it moving, Big Clark.
708-9598.
It's Donye. I had to get on another line. We dropped the call on the other phone.
Okay. All right, Donye. Hold on.
Man, it's a goddamn Chicago takeover today, ain't it, Joe?
Ain't it, man? I love Chicago. They always support me, man. A lot of people probably think I'm not having the show. I was so late getting on, you know.
Yeah, but Joe, the show earlier, I tried to get on it twice and it hung up. So it was something funky going on in the first beginning.
Yeah, that's what it did to me too.
Right, we had some technical difficulties, big fella. You right.
Yeah, we might have lost a lot of guys because if they hung up, some of them probably didn't call back for the second or third time, you know.
Right.
Hey, Bo.
What's it?
Yeah. Hey, Bo. Yeah. Hey, I wanted to say hello to Dragon, Dunye, and Lowrider on the phone, talking to speak up so I can get his number. And I want to say hey to everybody.
What up, Bruce?
What's
up,
Leroy?
Hey, y'all got it going on. Hey, everybody, what's going on, man?
Roots
Leroy.
Hey,
goddammit. If I knew it, I'd do it, goddamn.
Sweet Willie. You forgot one thing, Sweet Willie. Would you please ask Drag for his autograph?
Hey, Drag on his phone. He ain't on his phone. And I didn't even know he was on the phone. And goddamn, I can't get his autograph if
you
don't make yourself known. Drag.
Okay.
Drag.
He left the building.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, Drag, why we ain't speaking on? Hey, Drag, how you doing, man? Hey, Drag, I don't want to have to grab you in your collar, man.
Hey, Bruce.
Yeah.
I'm going to get me a bicycle, too, man. I'm going to start renting me a bicycle. I got doggy. I don't get my car enough to get the problem solved, so I'm going to park that over there and get me a bicycle.
Man, it's
going to
be all right, man, I'm hoping to get that motherfucker right.
Yeah, the money ain't going to let you race it every week, man. It's a one-man stand.
Hey, Drag.
Yeah.
Man, since you're going to park, I'm going to come on and get that motor. We're going to grease up the chassis, and we're going to slide that on in there, man.
I talked to my old buddy a couple days ago. He said, bring the car down here, man, and bring 2,000 with you. And we're going to get this wire problem straightened out. I said, shoot, bring the car and come. It ain't no problem. That 2,000 is the problem.
Yeah, I know. It's hot out here for a pimp.
Man, I got this all going down. It's about 100 pieces, God dog. We got everything in the car. But, you know, we get it figured out, man. Yeah.
Hey, Trash, you know what they told me?
What's that, Bruce?
They told me to come with 10 cents, goddamn, and I told if it cost me a nickel to throw up, I had to shit.
Yeah, Titan, I was just listening to Biz talk about the white boys. You know, those dudes are, you know, they got a great team over there. You know what I think? It ain't just one dude doing it. And the same thing, I got to take my hat off to y'all too, Donnie. You know, y'all got a team of brothers, you know, 6-7 of you guys that's, you know, dedicated and committed to do what y'all doing with that car. You know, just one man can't do that, you know, and money's come from 6 different directions, man, and I would figure that's probably about the same thing the few of them do, you know, and like Tony Bynes and them, you know, they got a pretty good little team put together, man, where everybody pitch in and do this, and they can go racing. I remember the times that I could go racing every race day, you know, 2-3 nights a week at the track and on the weekend and all that, but man, it's just not, you know, feasible to do it financially anymore, not for me, you know, and that's why I'm backing away from it, because like that, if I get older, man, that thing's more important than going drag racing, you know what I'm saying? Probably the next 10 years, I probably won't even have a drag car no more, maybe a street car, something to cruise the streets and stuff with, but it's just getting too hard to do, man, you know.
I'm happy
I got the team I got. They've been good for years,
yeah,
many years.
When you're trying to go fast,
man, you know it takes more than just one person to do it all.
You can't do it, man. Especially you guys working guys, you know what I'm saying? You guys get up every day and go punch a car. just ain't no work to do to just do that, man. You know, I don't give a damn if you make $100,000 a year. You know,
hey,
you got you just can't do it.
Hey, Dre.
Yeah, I'm listening to you, bro.
I could definitely testify to what you said because they didn't choke me the fuck out, man. I done spent every dime trying to get that damn car ready, and then goddamn, I don't know what the fuck happened, but I tore that motherfucker up.
That's a part of the game, Bruce. And you know, you're doing it by yourself, man. I've been there where you at. You know, back in, I bought a brand new car, brand new GSP for Rick Jones in 09. And the first weekend out in 10, I had 14 runs on. I was making the 15th run on it, man. I put that thing on the roof.
All right. We back here at Mecca National Dragway. The Zoo, the white boys are in the burnout room. They just made a burnout. There's smoke everywhere. Y'all running this car? Hey, the smoke everywhere. They bagging back up. If y'all want me to get y'all play-by-play, let me know.
Yeah, do it, bitch. And tell them motherfuckers I run them head up. Fuck.
All right, They're Persian. I hope I'm not boring y'all guys, but this is the white boy. They just shut the call. I'm going to put myself on mute and I'll come back in.
All right. Tell them
motherfuckers
lock in
$500.
Fuck it. Oh, fuck that.
Hey, goddamn, sweet Willis, you ready to go?
Man, I'm ready to go, man. My nuts is hot, baby.
That's right. Hey, Joe, you got two more hands, man. You want to get them guys real quick?
Yes, sir. Big club.
All right. Hang on. Let's see here. You got 224-6386.
What's up there, Joe? Just a little criminal, man. That's a shot. And that situation we talked about over the phone, man, with that engine building and all, I got that squared away, man. So I just want to let that get back on and let my folks know that it's all good. I ain't have to go into my baggage fix to go get nobody. So, you know, we ain't got nothing to worry about.
That's good.
We hoping to be at 31 and 41 and cause some trouble. So there it is.
That's good,
buddy. Yes, sir. What's up, Jack? How you doing, brother?
What's happening with you, man?
It's all good, man. It's all good. Your boy Mike, he took care of me over there with that.
Okay, they're back. I'm back, baby.
We got the white boys.
I wish I had a Twitter or Instagram account because I would show you all that new. Hey, if they hook the thing up, somebody's in trouble. It looked like a different beat.
Hey, this is Donye. Make sure you tell them I'm looking for some trouble in Memphis.
In Memphis?
I'm looking for some.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
You know what? They ain't going to be in Memphis. But they're going to be here in Macon. They got a race next weekend in Macon. Hey, I'm going to put y'all back on mute, and then I'm going to give y'all some play-by-play. Hold on.
All right. Okay. Anybody else? Round September, we all there.
have a lot to talk about.
Yeah, racing work.
Huh?
Racing gonna be real good up in that area, that time, Joe. Around that time,
there you go.
It gets real good around September and early October here in Chicago because you know we gonna be done at the end of October. But you know that's when we know we come down south, you know, and run it and making and you know places like that, Mississippi and
Lincoln. It's gonna be good, big fella. You're right. It's gonna be on and popping.
I'm gonna go back out. Maybe Sunday if we done. We get this thing back together. If everything, if we get our problem solved. We might go to the. We gonna make it to Memphis if we get our problem solved. But if not,
I wish you luck.
We'll be at the July race. Yeah, I just you know it's been a living for me, Joe. If we got it fixed and we made some real good runs, and then it just come back. You know, I don't know what it is, you know, but now it's time to get to the bottom of it, you know. Like I said, the car's got, man, that's what we're going to, when I seen it last, it was in 100 pieces. I don't even go over there where the car's at. It's over at my buddy's, and he working on it, you know. I haven't been over there. I ain't seen the car since Saturday, you know.
Yeah. Well, I wish you luck, big fella.
Yeah, well, we'll get to the bottom of it, bro, you know, but it just, like I said, it ain't that simple for me to just drop $2,000 on the car. And get, I know that would solve the problem, but I'm trying to, you know, get it fixed without having to spend all that money.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Money.
Yeah, money.
Well, hey, sweet Willie, what's happening?
Hey, that's me, baby. Can you place to be? What's going on, man?
Hey, man,
it's all right.
Man, it's all good, man. Goddamn. Shit, hey, Joe, what happened with old Bynes and Killer? Weren't they supposed to do it yesterday?
No. If somebody on here knows.
Yeah, next week.
Correct
next week.
Me, but I think they're supposed to do it Wednesday in Darlington. Am I right, Big Clark?
I thought they said Thursday. I was
rolling
that
one.
Wednesday.
Next week. Okay. The street car y'all just set up for Ground and Pound. Ground and Pound. I'm here to tell you, if they come up there, you got some sweet meat. If that was a nitrous pass, you got some sweet meat. I hope that was a horsepower pass. I just got to tell it like it. T.I. is. Let's retract back to the white boys. They must get that thing coming on like a progressive system. When they left out of there, it kind of left a little soft. But as it got to the 60, that thing that covered up the transmission, it was straight. Then it raised up a little bit. Then it went down, and it raised up a little bit again. If they get that thing to hook up, oh, man. I can't say what time I think it's going to run, but I tell you, it's going to be faster than it was on them 28s. It's going to be faster than on them 28s. I think they're cooling the car down. I'm going to see if they're going to make another pass. If they do, I'm going to come back in.
Hey, man, Biz, who are you talking about, the white boy?
Yeah. He said when they get it straightened out, it's going to be faster on 29.
Okay.
That's what we want to hear, Big Clark.
That's
what we want to hear.
Big Clark. Hey.
Hey.
I can't hear you. Whoever it is.
It's Sweet Willie.
What up, Sweet Willie?
Hey. I want to hear from my boy with the baddest backhand, man.
Oh, Birdman.
No, the one that say he'll run your ass.
Man, that's Blue Magic,
man. Oh, man. Blue Magic been, hey, that man just do more talking than anybody else you know, man. Who is he, Ray?
Can I hear from him?
Huh?
Could I hear from him, Clark? Could I hear from him, baby?
Hey, Big Clark.
Oh,
Yo.
DB Clark, I think the show going to close down at 8:30, but if you don't mind, man, will you hold it down? I'm going to get ready to
don't
do
call
what
nobody,
I do.
Bo. Bo, don't call nobody.
Bo.
Don't call nobody, Bo.
Bo. Hey, Bo, do the call, man. I got to go.
What you say, Bo? Booty call.
Duty call. Duty. D-U-T-Y.
I thought you said booty call, folks.
Man, y'all hold everything down. I'm going to leave y'all in the head with Big Clark.
Hey, Bo. Hold it down,
yeah.
Bo. Wax that booty for me, too, Bo.
Never. All right, Bo. Let me get on here and take this Viagra so when I get there, I'll be primed up.
Hey, Bo, you about to get that
party,
Bo.
No, I'm finna go do the nugget and see if they still love me, buddy.
I hear you, baby. Hey, you gotta make it do it too, baby.
All right, man. Y'all hold this thing down. Appreciate you, Big Clark.
All right, Bo.
All right, Joe. All right.
Hold on, sir. What do you got, sir? You talking about ain't no race off of you? When your man got dressed, we'll come to fucking make it right now and run your ass. We don't give a fuck what you got. We got the baddest goddamn back half on the planet. And that's it.
And that's it. That's my buddy that got them.
We'll run your ass. Yeah. Hell yeah. Down the white boys, we'll run their ass. Yeah. That's my buddy that got them.
Now, that damn sweet Willie.
Hey, Clark.
Hey, what up, Top Flight?
You see how I be, now you know I be suffering over here, don't you, Clark? You know I be suffering.
So you only made a sweet win.
Man, hey, I told him, run
Top
your ass.
Top Flight, he got to get you, man. He had to get you. Hey, but I do want to remind everybody of a little something. Let me remind everybody this here before anything else happens. Let me remind y'all.
Saturday, June 29th at the Memphis International Raceway, Grudge Inc. will invade the 901. Yeah, the Bad Boys headquarters. Get ready for grudge racing all day long. Grudge racers from Georgia, Mississippi, Illinois, Michigan, Indiana, Louisiana, and more will invade the 901 Saturday, June 29th at the Memphis International Raceway. Shout out to commanding officers. One time for General Mississippi Nightmare, one time for Major Fade to Black, and one time for Major Leon. Meltdown rules. 29 5x10 5 tires or smaller. No W's. Any style rear suspension. Stock style front suspension, no willy bars. Heads up Pro T, 1/8 mile, clocks off. One time for Lucas Country Boy, Alexander's Blown 85. Boost 12, Boosted Misfits, Petty, One Bad SVO, Turbo GT, Lil Run, Set on Kill, Three Lug, Dwayne Waldrop, The Crusher, Gino, 275. King Kevin, Plumber Kevin, the Ugly Hooker, Biz, and Donye. And it's all going down Saturday, June 29th, 2013, at the Memphis International Raceway as Grudge Inc. invades the 901. Plus, there will be a $3,000 stock suspension shootout, 29s or 28s, any suspension, as the Grudge Inc. 901 invasion begins. Saturday, June 29th, 2013, at the Memphis International Raceway. Gates open at 10 a.m. For more info, log on to grudgeinc.us or call Terry at 219-614-4018 or Big Clock at 601-951-0467.
All right. Okay.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I want to remind everybody of that. That's the 29th, next Saturday.
Hell yeah.
Memphis International, baby. That's right.
Yeah. We gonna party Friday night, Clark.
Friday night on Bill, man. Friday night on Bill.
That's what I'm
talking
about.
Who say, somebody said they're paying a bill?
That damn sweet Willie hell, boy. Hey, Top Flight, what you gonna do with him, Top Flight?
I don't know, but Clark, I'm going to tell you this, Clark. We got a song going to be hanging around the racetrack, come out of Chicago. His name is Beaver. Don't bet that son of a gun. Don't bet him a Quaalude, because he strictly will not pay.
He
won't pay attention, man.
Hey, Dangye, he done locked him down. Hey, Dangye.
Yeah.
You a big logo lock horns next Saturday?
Is he going to be there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we might want to go and get this out of the way. We was locked in for the World Grudge National. We might want to get that out of the way.
Yeah, Big Low and NT5 is supposed to be there.
Yeah.
Hey, Big Chris, I got to go on the radio and tell everybody to find him. Paid his $20 off. He paid the $20 last week.
Hey, who all coming up from any Nitrous 29 call coming from Louisiana?
Trying to see who they got over there. Most of them Louisiana guys and speak tie guys and big tie guys. I'm trying to see who they got over there on 29. I don't really think they got no 29 cars in Louisiana.
Okay.
Old Gigantor looking around somewhere too.
Man, yep. I'm going to knock fire from his ass if he come out the bushes.
I got the gigantic been talking shit, too, boy.
Ooh, he always do.
If he can't run, he damn sure can talk some shit.
Yeah. I think he's trying to scare somebody out of race or something.
Yeah. Hey, I wonder what the hell he was talking about, Dougie, when that somebody said he gonna put them he was stipping no tie sign, you know, he like to put them 33s on. He must go, oh, that's your music right now.
Yeah. I told I might fuck around and put some 28s on and fuck him up, man.
Oh, yeah.
He ain't like when I said that. He ain't like that.
Nah, it should be fun, man.
Yeah, we should have a good old time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm looking forward to hanging out down there on Beale Street, partying with the fellas.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that'll be pretty good, man.
I'm gonna get out of here, y'all. I'll see y'all in Memphis next week, but I'll be on the radio before then, but I'll see y'all next weekend.
All right.
All right,
Dre.
Well.
All right,
Dre.
Y'all take it easy, bro. We're going to hold on, y'all, man. Mississippi Joe, he done left. Shit, I don't be want to steal my show too long. Letting on, doing another one. Anybody got any closing comments, man? We can get closing comments. I think we got about another 20 minutes. So, the show. Top Flight, give me your closing remarks, man.
I enjoy myself, Clark. Got a chance to fellowship with y'all once again and look forward to doing it again. And good show.
All right, brother. Number one starter.
Yes, sir, brother.
Closing comments, brother.
A good show, man, and just look forward to seeing some action.
All right, you gonna make it on 29, or are you gonna be quite ready?
I won't be quite ready. I mean, 5 weeks. I'll be back for. I look like I'm on. I won't be back till business race. I mean, that's when I'll be ready before then. But I'm gonna be down for about a month.
Well, you'll be down a month?
Yeah, it's gonna be a couple of weeks.
Wait a minute, you got the Alabama team ready for July 14th?
Yeah, we're getting ready now. I forgot about that one. Yeah, it'll be cutting it real tight, but I might be ready for that one.
Okay, have you been with the other team together?
Yeah, they ready.
All right, that'll work. All right, we're going to go to the next caller. Yeah. My man Terry,
Gary.
Gary's still asleep. Ground and pound. You got a closing comment?
Hey, man, just a great shirt, man. I appreciate listening in while I was doing some work, man. Just the motivation. But
all right, brother, appreciate it.
All right.
All right. Sweet Willie. Sweet Willie. All right. Biz, you still open, Biz?
Yeah, I'm still here, Clark. I'm still here. They're putting the hood back on the white boys' top. They're putting the hood back on now. So I don't know if they're about to come around and make a pass. But if you wanna put your phone on mute, and the fans wanna just stay on until the time go, I'll stay on until it go off and let the guys know how this. It's probably gonna be. They got enough time to do two more passes, but you know, I stay on long as I can. So,
well, I ain't got a problem with that. Let me open everybody the mic back up and see if they want to do that. Let's see. Do y'all want to stay on and listen and get the live broadcast, everybody?
Hey, that's fine. We're ground and pound.
All right, I'm going to open up everybody the mic, Ben, and come in whenever you get ready.
Yeah, I mean, you know, hey, well, we like white meat, too. We listen to it.
There it is. There it is.